I really hope he likes us. I can't stop thinking about him. He told me he'd never had anything done to him in his office. I want to be his first. I want to suck him off until he can't hold on anymore. And he has to come on me. I want to walk out of his office covered in his cum, under my coat. Maybe I can get him to come again, inside me. It doesn't matter. It's midday, so hopefully no one's in the office. I know he doesn't ever take a lunch break, so maybe he can have me for lunch. I'm thinking about his lips. Licking and sucking and biting all over me. Okay, well, I hope he likes a surprise. Walking into his building, I am a little nervous. Maybe I should have worn more or less, or that one bra he really likes. But I figure maybe less is more, or just easier to get off. God, I want to get off. I have been so hard up lately. I don't know what's wrong with me. God. Okay. It looks like everyone is mostly out of the office. Nervous right now. I knock gently on his door, hoping that he's not busy. Maybe even hoping that he is kind of busy. I open it when I don't hear anything, and I see him facing the window. He's on the phone. I don't say anything. Can I say I don't want to bother him? He turns around when he hears the door closing. He puts his finger up to his lips. I can be quiet. Well, maybe a little. He knows I can't be quiet. But I don't think he minds very much most of the time. But I'm gonna try really, really hard to give him exactly what he needs. And I can be good. And I'll make too much noise. Fuck, he looks good. I love when he wears jeans and a button down. But I can't fucking stand a belt. Okay. He looks at me, confused, putting his hands up in question as he continues talking. I undo my belt and open my burgundy coat. I'm not wearing much, but I am wearing the heels that he likes and the stockings. But he's never seen this garter belt before, or these panties. And this bra was just for him. It's tight, and there are a lot of straps crossing my chest and down my back. But he can see my nipples are hard. I'm sure he knows exactly what I want. I lock his door, and he sits down. He knows what I want. He puts his finger up to his lips again. I know I need to be quiet. I can do that for him. I let the coat drop, walk towards him. He bites his lip. And I get close to him. By his desk. I want to be under it. I want to be right in his lap. I point to his belt because he knows I have the hardest time with them. Fuck, I am so wet just thinking about him pulling his cock out. He just undoes the belt. He puts his arm down while his other hand holds his phone. He wants me to do the rest. I can do that. I can do anything for him. I unbutton him, and I slide the zipper down. Fuck, I am so wet right now. God, he's already a little hard. I pull his briefs down just a bit so I can see the head of his cock. Bend down and I lick, making sure not to get any of my lipstick on him. Not just yet. He tastes so good. I have my hands resting on his thighs and I draw him down just a little bit more. I get up. I want to kiss him. I want to play. He wants to watch me. I'm not sure if he knows how much I love when he watches. As my head bobs up and down and up and down, getting his dick so sloppy. And what? Fuck. I didn't mean to make that noise. He pulls on my hair gently. And he shakes his head no. Fuck, I am so sorry. Maybe. Just a little bit. But I couldn't help it. You taste so fucking good. I keep running my tongue all the way up and down as I suck. God, I love the way his head feels in my mouth as I run my lips up and over and up and over. His hand is gripping my hair tighter. I know he likes it. I come off of his cock and I grab him and stroke as I work my way down to his balls. And I lick and suck gently. Oh fuck, I'm sorry, I can't help it. I hope he understands how much I love this. I don't mean to make noises, and I don't mean to moan, but I love having his cock in my mouth, but I really love playing with his balls, because I know it makes him want to come. He's pulling my hair back, and he's looking at me. Oh, he wants me on his cock. I can do that. He spins me around and he's rubbing my ass. Oh, fuck. He taps me lately. I know. I need to be quiet. I lean forward, and I put my hand near my mouth so I can try and stay quiet. He pulls my panties to the side. I know he's not gonna take this garter belt off. It took way too fucking long to put it on for him. He's still talking. I love the way he sounds when he speaks like that. I think he might be angry with someone, or maybe he's angry with me. And I can't wait to take his punishment. Sliding his fingers up my slit. Oh god, I'm so wet. Dripping. My panties are done. There's no way I'm gonna be able to wear them for the rest of the day. He gets up and he grips my hip tight. He pushes my head down. Head down, ass up, right on his desk. He's rubbing his cock right where his fingers were. He knows I don't like anything in my pussy before his cock gets there. I feel it pushing up against me, right at my opening. Oh god, he's not pushing in. I push back, and he holds me still. This is my punishment for bothering him. Fuck, I can't take it. I wiggle my ass just a little bit, and he holds me tighter. He says something I'm not even paying attention. He brings my hips back. He wants me to push back on his cock now. And I do. Slowly. Because I love the way this feels. Stretching over the thick head of his cock. Oh. Since I woke up this morning, playing with myself earlier did not take the edge off. Fuck, he is thick. And I'm stretching. He's buried all the way to the base of his cock. And I feel so full. So incredibly full. His hand moves. He's pushing me down and he is staying still. As my pussy squeezes around him, I can't move. My thighs are up against his desk, spread open for him. He's undoing my bra, and he's pushing it up to pinch my nipple, to rub me. God, I love when he touches me. He's pulling out slowly. I don't like it. I miss feeling so full. Into me hard. Hitting the desk with my thighs. God, this is gonna hurt so good later. This is exactly what I need.